KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years experience, let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, high school volleyball action last night included first-round regional play in the two smaller classes. In 1A regional first-rounders last night, it was Adair Casey downing Glidden-Ralston 3-0. Coon Rapids Baird advanced with a 3-game sweep over Cam. Guthrie Center downed Peyton Sherdan 3-0. It was Griswold over Exira EHK 3-0. Essex took 3 straight from South Page. Stanton moves on with a 3-game sweep over Nishnabotna. Bedford defeated Diagonal in 3. East Union swept 3 from Lennox. Orient Maxburg took 3 in a row from Clarinda Academy. Sydney was a 3-0 winner over East Mills. Bowyer Valley beat Arweva 3-1. Woodbine over Charter Oak Ute in 3. And Fremont Mills swept 3 from Heartland Christian. All those winners advance in 1A regional tournament play. Class 2A regional first-rounders last night saw Audubon defeat AHST 3-0. It was IKM Manning topping Panorama also in a 3-game sweep. Missouri Valley swept 3 from Riverside. Earlham had to go the distance, beating Nottoway Valley 3-2. And it was Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia in 3 straight games. They're 2 in 2A, the winners all advancing in regional play. In regular season play last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Denison 3-0. Also Kemper Catholic topping Glenwood 3-1, while Lewis Central down Shenandoah in a 3-game sweep. Also ADM defeated Carroll last night 3-0. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes prepare for this weekend's matchup against a Northwestern team that's dropped 3 consecutive games. A year ago, the Wildcats dominated the Hawkeyes in posting a 28-17 win. It was a loss that Coach Kirk Ferentz says was representative of their entire season.
You know, as a coach, you focus on the things that that keep you from having a chance to have success. And there were a lot of visuals in that game that really jumped out. And yeah, you know, next thing you know, we're up there looking at a 28-3 score, which is not a good position to be in. So, you know, the whole point of that was just to show our players, you know, if we're going to move forward, we have to do a better job at executing things that we're capable of executing. And because, you know, there's always plays in every game where that happens. And then there are going to be some other plays, too, where, you know, you might not have that opportunity. But if you have an opportunity to do something about it, you have to do that.
Iowa's coming off a loss at fourth-ranked Ohio State, and Ferentz says they need the same type of preparation this week.
I thought our effort was good. I thought our preparation was good last week. And you know, the point there is that we have to carry that forward. You know, it can't be a, you know, once-in-a-while thing. If you're in conference play, we've got to be that way every week. And it's a different challenge this weekend, but an equally big challenge for us.
Well, one time Northwestern was a regular homecoming opponent, but Ferentz says those days are long gone. The Wildcats won 10 games last season and have won 3 of their last 4 in Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes were successful with a 3 tight end set at Ohio State, and Ferentz says there'll be more of that type of stuff going forward. Iowa's defense, though, could not slow down Ohio State very well, but Ferentz says he's confident that his defensive unit will bounce back.
You have to, because we have 5 tough games in front of us, and you know, so you have to. You just got to get ready for the next challenge, and they will. We're quality guys.
We'll have that game for you, Northwestern against Iowa Saturday. Early start, 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Well, Big Ten football teams are getting two Saturdays off for the first time ever this year. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says there are a lot of unprecedented things happening these days in college football because of conference expansion. The byes give players a chance to rest and relax during 2 weeks when the regular season starts in late August and ends after Thanksgiving. Coaches, meanwhile, evaluate their programs, their players, and the plays before hitting the road for recruiting. Teams like Indiana, for example, against Penn State have taken advantage of having 2 weeks to prepare for a game that they ultimately won. The Nittany Lions, who are coming off a bye, are hoping the extra time that they had last week can help them upset number 4 Ohio State on Saturday night. Well, there'll be no change of quarterback on Saturday when Iowa State hosts Oklahoma State. Sam Richardson started Saturday's loss to Baylor, but freshman Grant Rohash came off the bench to get his first action.
And Sam's going to start, and we plan on him playing at a higher level with his physical health. He's got to make smarter decisions and quicker judgments.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes, who says that Rohash was put into the Baylor game in the hopes of jump-starting the offense.
We were looking for the football team to move down the field. We were looking for first downs, and we weren't getting them. So we put Grant into the ball game and tried to jump-start that to see what could get accomplished. Didn't really happen. Sam's knowledge is far ahead, quite simply, where Grant's knowledge is. That's just time and experience, and that's an important factor and will remain an advantage for Sam as the year goes along.
While much of the focus has been on Baylor scoring 71 points, Rhodes says he's more concerned that the Cyclone offense only generated one touchdown. Rhodes says he knew winning at Baylor would be difficult, but he was shocked at the margin.
We knew going into this year there were going to be a number of challenges. Did I see Saturday's outcome coming? Absolutely not. At 6:01, I would have told you, so would every one of our players and coaches, we were ready to go compete and take the game to the end. But when you're playing the top offense in the country scoring in total numbers, and you don't start fast and you don't give your team a belief that you're going to be able to score with them, things can get out of hand in a hurry, and they did this particular Saturday night.
Well, Rhodes is confident that the lopsided margin was just an aberration and not a sign of things to come. Oklahoma State and Iowa State will kick it off Saturday at 11 o'clock. Well, Grambling State University's president says a nearly week-long boycott by the Grambling football team has drawn awareness to the university's financial struggles. President Frank Pogue has told the Louisiana State University Systems Board that he's using the national attention as a way to highlight campus academic and facility needs. He said the boycott drummed up interest from donors around the country. University of Louisiana System President Sandra Woodley says Grambling's financial woes are the worst in the system. Grambling, like all public colleges around Louisiana, has endured repeated budget cuts from the state since 2008. Tuition increases have only partially filled that gap. University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James says the NCAA sanctions brought down against his program on Tuesday are fair but significant. Miami's football team will lose 9 scholarships and the men's basketball team will lose 3 as part of the penalties the school was handed by the NCAA as the Nevin Shapiro booster scandal presumably drew to a close. But for the first time since 2010, the football team will be permitted to appear in a postseason game. The school will also serve 3 years probation. Former men's basketball coach Frank Haith, now at Missouri, will sit out the first 5 games of the Tigers' season, and 3 former Miami assistant coaches were handed 2-year show cause bans. Even though the NCAA said Miami lacked institutional control when it came to monitoring Shapiro, the university is accepting the decision and does not plan to appeal. Miami's football team is off to a 6-0 start, and the school's ranking at number 7 matches its highest since 2005. Miami has already self-imposed sanctions on the football program that included sitting out 2 bowl games, last season's ACC title game, and making reductions in recruiting. In NFL news, the Detroit Lions have released tight end Tony Scheffler, who missed the last 2 games with concussion-related problems. Scheffler played 50 games in 4 seasons with the Lions, catching 120 passes for 1,311 yards and 8 touchdowns. The Lions used the roster space to sign tackle Barry Richardson, who started all 16 games for the Rams last season. Also, Seattle receiver Percy Harvin was limited in his return to practice for the Seahawks. It was his first work with the team since undergoing hip surgery in early August. Harvin said a bone in his hip was impacting his labrum and causing pain. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the Cardinals are in Boston for the final workouts ahead of tonight's Game 1 of the World Series. St. Louis and the Red Sox gathered for practice and media sessions at Fenway Park in preparation for the series opener. St. Louis will send ace Adam Wainwright to the mound in the Cardinals' first meeting with the Red Sox this season. Boston counters with lefty John Lester. Alan Craig will be in the St. Louis lineup as the designated hitter, which will be used in all games played in Boston. When the series shifts to St. Louis, no DH will be used, and that's prompted Red Sox manager John Farrell to indicate that David Ortiz will step out of his usual designated hitter role to start at least once at first base for games 3, 4, and if necessary, 5. Ortiz has played only 6 games in the field this season, but his 30 home runs and 103 RBIs are a little much to leave sitting on the bench in the dugout. We'll have Game 1 of the World Series for you tonight here on KJAN. 6 o'clock is the start time on the pregame. In other baseball news, Cincinnati Reds pitching coach Brian Price is now the team's manager after accepting a 3-year deal to replace Dusty Baker. The Reds reached the playoffs 3 times in the last 4 seasons under Baker, but failed to win a playoff series, prompting his dismissal. Price has been one of the most successful pitching coaches in the majors, but has never managed at any level. The San Francisco Giants and pitcher Tim Lincecum have agreed to a 2-year, $35 million contract through 2015. That's pending a physical. Lincecum won the National League Cy Young Award in 2008 and 2009, but he's just 20-29 with a 4.76 ERA and 65 starts over the last 2 seasons. General manager Brian Sabian said he wanted to lock up Lincecum's deal before he hit free agency next month. The Dodgers have agreed to a $28 million 4-year contract with Cuban prospect Alexander Guerrero. A person familiar with the deal says it calls for a $10 million signing bonus payable upon approval of the contract by Major League Baseball. The 26-year-old infielder defected from Cuba earlier this year and moved to Haiti. He's been training in the Dominican Republic. Mets pitcher Matt Harvey has undergone Tommy John surgery that will cause him to miss the 2014 season. Harvey went 9-5 with a 2.27 ERA and 191 strikeouts in 178 and a third innings this season. The Dodgers have declined to pick up the 2014 contract option on bench coach Trey Hillman, although the team is exercising options on pitching coach Rick Honeycutt, first base coach Davey Lopes, and third base coach Tim Wallach. Manager Don Mattingly is under contract through next season, although his status has yet to be confirmed. And in the National Hockey League last night, action included Toronto beating Anaheim 4-2, Columbus downing New Jersey 4-1, Vancouver in overtime beat the New York Islanders 5-4, Chicago down Florida in a shootout 3-2, Edmonton beat Montreal 4-3, Minnesota blanking Nashville 2-0, Washington 5-4 over Winnipeg, and Phoenix doubled up Calgary 4-2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.